next on Discovery Channel Radio, On the Road Again with John Ratzenberger, the host of Made in America on the Travel Channel.
Bedford, Pennsylvania is a quaint little town, population 3,141, just north of the Maryland border. This is where every Cannondale bike is made by hand. Cannondale's welders are so proud of their company's bikes that, like Picasso, they initial each one.
When you hire good people who have a passion for cycling, when you give them the tools they need to do a good job, and you let them do their job, you just basically get out of the way, then good things are going to happen.
Well, good things happen when you make them happen, like Cannondale did. Let's talk about how they did it. Before Cannondale rolled onto the scene, the majority of bike frames were made of heavy-gauge steel. They were strong, all right, but way too heavy for getting off the pavement. Technology rode to the rescue. In 1983, Cannondale founder Joe Montgomery impressed the world with a super light and, more importantly, super strong bike made from oversized aluminum tubing. Bicycling has never looked back. Troy Clark lets us in on the secrets of Cannondale's signature design.
Well, that's what we're known for. Cannondale is known for using larger diameter tubing.
That's right. I've seen it. Now, why is that? Why would you have that down strut a thicker tubing than the cross piece and the other diagonal?
Because it increases the strength, and it also fights against flex.
So when you're doing some serious mountain biking, then?
Yes.
That leading-edge technology is what enables Cannondale to claim a place among the world's top racing and mountain bike makers. And it's also what inspires rabid devotion from the most avid mountain bike riders.
What's unique about Cannondale is really our commitment to manufacturing here in the U.S. We're the only large-scale manufacturer of bicycles that makes every single one of its bicycles here in the United States.
Let's go through the process together. After welding, the frames have to be sanded, and sanding produces noxious metal dust. So as not to breathe it, the sanders wear jumpsuits that have fresh air pumped in. Miniature belt sanders are used to polish the frame's weld beams. The tubes are designed to flow seamlessly together. After sanding, the bike frames go through Cannondale's top-secret heat treat process.
This bike just came out of the oven.
Because it came out of the oven, it would be soft.
That's correct. That's how he's able to work it, to make sure that the rear wheel fits in the bike properly.
The final touches are some intricate decal work to make each bike unique.
She's taking the air bubbles out from underneath the paper.
Sure. Every Christmas, my son and I have gotten into the tradition of we make a model something.
Uh-huh.
And this is always the hardest part.
This is a very difficult process. It's a required skill. It takes a long time to learn how to get this on here without tearing it. These decals are actually small layers of paint applied to the paper. We've got the shifters here, front brake, rear lockout for the rear suspension, another shifter, and the front brake right here.
You've got suspension on the rear that locks, that cancels it?
Yes, you can actually turn it on and off when you want suspension and when you don't.
It's great to know that bikes have suspension now. I remember those teeth-rattling bumps off of curbs when I was a kid.
Yeah, you wouldn't even feel a bump with this bike.
Call it bumpology. That's what they study in Cannondale's stress analysis lab. Senior test engineer Mark LaPlante has been with Cannondale for 20 years. The man knows a thing or two about fatigue.
This is handlebar fatigue. What we're trying to find out here is how long these handlebars will last over the lifetime of their use. This is brake fatigue, John. It simulates you squeezing the brake lever over and over again, thousands of times. Here we have seat post fatigue.
It's when your butt hits the seat.
That's it, over and over again. That's a lot of riding. And this is...
Let me guess, something to do with fatigue.
That's right, frame pedal fatigue. You guessed it, simulates climbing a hill.
I'm surprised you're not fatigued.
Life expectancy for a Cannondale bike is measured in tens of thousands of miles. Other brands can only eat Cannondale's innovative dust. Cannondale makes and markets more than 70 bike models. What they have in common is that they all ride on two wheels, and they all were built with a passion for perfection.
In just over 20 years, the craftsmen at Cannondale have made over 1 million bikes. How many miles traveled? How many races won? How many new vistas seen? Who knows? But the road does call, and the American spirit has to answer.
Watch Made in America with John Ratzenberger on the Travel Channel Tuesdays at 9 p.m.